like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight Maestro Kirk Musbrack, who's no stranger to our program. He's the conductor and music director for the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra, and he's going to tell us about what's coming up in the 2022-23 season, something very exciting for most of our listeners. Kirk, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Aloha, welcome.
Hello.
So, Kirk, let's talk about what you got coming up this season. I think something that most everyone first you have, but what do you have coming up for your season starter?
We're going to start with West Side Story, Larry. It's the 65th anniversary of the show. I happened to be lucky enough that about 3 years ago, I found this new version of the show, which is okayed by the Bernstein Foundation, and it was made for Michael Tilson Thomas at the San Francisco Symphony. So it is the original orchestration, which is brutally wild and brutally hard. It's not some watered down something or other, and it's a great showpiece too. But it's a beautiful compilation of almost all of West Side Story. They left out some of the choreography, of course, and some of the huge, huge chorus numbers where you need tons of people on stage. But otherwise, it's a fantastic rendition of this piece. I did it up at New Philharmonic last year, and the patrons went bananas over it. And many people, including some of our very serious donors and subscribers, said it was the best thing that we'd ever done.
Oh, that's fabulous.
So, yeah, that opens the season.
And that opens Thursday, October 13th and 14th. And that's at kind of your now permanent venue, Living Hope Church. And then you have another one.
Valpo High School
on the 15th, yes. So when picking out something like that to start your season, you know, with an orchestra, picking a, and you said this is challenging because Bernstein's score, even as is a symphonic score, but choosing that as opposed to maybe a classical piece to start your season, you know, what do you weigh in terms of that as a music director?
I weigh that the pandemic has changed all sorts of things in our world. Some people don't go out to concerts anymore. Other people, well, I would mostly say it's because I knew the movie was coming out from Spielberg. So I knew we had a whole bunch of big press kit ready and waiting to go there because people would go and see it and people would be talking about Bernstein and those kinds of things. So that's one of the big reasons. The other reason that I did it is because it is such a valuable and enormous, it's a heaven of an orchestral score. I mean, it's really, really hard for the orchestra and very challenging. And when I did it last year, the orchestra loved playing it. They just bit into it like a yummy cupcake. So yeah. They really bit into it and loved it. And, you know, if we do it 2 years from now, will it have the same kind of impact? Will the world still be the same? I don't know. It's a lot of subjective decision making. Certainly, but I know it will work, and I know we'll sell the joint out.
And it introduces a whole new age group to the music. I mean, it was so memorable when it first came out. It made such a huge impression on me, you know, that it's so wonderful that it's getting renewed again.
Yeah, and it is the hit musical that changed musicals. It's not Rodgers and Hammerstein. It's not Lerner and Lowe. It's, you know, it's Cool. It's the Rumble. It's Tonight, you know, it's relevant in the text, in the story, because why does a shark hate a jet? Why does a jet hate a shark? Because they live over on the next block or because they have a slightly different accent. And so I think it's very relevant now with all that's going on in the world, like in places like Ukraine and Russia. And in my gut, it's also our Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, it is.
Definitely.
And it was transformative in another way with Jerome Robbins. That really cemented for a long time the director choreographer as one person. There were evidences of that earlier, but that really cemented that. And the whole piece is transformative in what it did with musical theater. It really kind of signaled the end of the kind of the what I call classic Rodgers and Hammerstein plain narrative form.
Right, exactly, Larry. And Jerome Robbins, as you know, was the person who initiated the whole project of West Side Story. And gave it to, hey, Leonard Bernstein, you young guy, you who's taking over the New Philharmonic. I mean, your Philharmonic. Jerome Robbins started it and then, you know, handed it to Leonard Bernstein. Leonard Bernstein was good. And then Leonard Bernstein, no, I know, we know this young guy, Stephen Sondheim. So I think he'd be great at doing the lyrics. And he was a young guy. I think he was 22, 23, 24, something like that. And so then now we have Sondheim in the mix. And because, you know, Stephen Sondheim just passed away, I thought it is even more of a raison d'etre for doing this piece.
Very poignant. He almost turned it down, but he was mentored by Oscar Hammerstein, who encouraged him to do that. Real quick, you do have some vocalists coming up. Just tell us briefly about that.
Yeah, sure. Well, Caitlin Lee I've worked with several times. She's a gorgeous soprano. She just did some solo work at Grand Park. And Matt, who is our Tony, is a big heartthrob. lovely, you know, he plays, you know, the Romeo role. So, and we know they're going to be wonderful and very believable, and everybody's going to cry at the end. So that's good.
So we'll review the dates one more time, but tell us a little bit, just a preview of some of the other things you have coming up for the rest of the season while we wrap up in the last minute here.
Yeah, sure, Larry. So we have our famous holiday pops that people are asking me about all summer. We have that in December. We have a Hispanic concert in April with Hispanic music from, you know, Mexico, from South America, from Spain, from Central America, fantastic genre of music. And a mariachi band is joining us for the second half. And then on the last concert of the year, we're going to do a huge movie concert. And about three quarters of the music is new music that we've never done before. It's become available and we've found the resources to rent it.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. That's Maestro Kirk Muztrat, conductor and music director of the Northwest Indiana Symphony. First up this season will be West Side Story in concert. Three performances Thursday and Friday, October 13 and 14 at Living Hope Church. Saturday, October 15th at Valparaiso High School. Kirk, thank you so much for sharing on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you. Have a great time.
Thank you both.